Hello, this is Josh Carmichael. The following is a sermon I had the privilege of preaching at New Covenant Presbyterian Church in Selma, Alabama. It is our prayer that the Lord Himself will minister to you by His Word and Spirit as you listen. Please turn to Colossians 3. Why would the preacher tinker with the service? But I think you'll actually understand why once we have the sermon this evening, why I chose to change things up in the particular way that I did. We are in Colossians 3, the part of Colossians where Paul is applying all the teaching he gave in the first couple of chapters, reminding us what it means to live as those who are united to Christ by faith. We're in some specific directives he's giving. I'm going to read Colossians 3. 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. This is God's word. Let us pray. Lord, as we consider this familiar verse to us, teach us, fill us with your Spirit, give us the joy of our salvation. Help us to be those that truly, with thankful hearts, sing and worship and have fellowship with your people. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I've actually decided to sort of give a title to these three sermons on one verse each, the Trio of Thanks, which began last week, continues tonight, and Lord willing, my next Sunday evening, we'll finish the Trio of Thanks. Tonight's sermon, we could call it Church Words, or Paul Teaches God's People How to Sing. Paul teaches God's people how to sing. Do you know, it seems that Paul was a writer of hymns, or at least a compiler of hymn lyrics. In Philippians 2, we have one of his most well-known, where it seems like he is using some sort of a hymn when he says, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, etc., etc., describing in very lyrical fashion Christ's humbling of himself for us. It appears also in Ephesians 5:14, we have a lyric, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." And certainly we have to give Paul credit for his writing. For this one, "Oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen." So Paul seems to use lyrics, verses, hymns, psalms, perhaps. We have an entire book, 150 psalms, the Psalter. And so Paul here in this passage, I'm going to read it again from the New Living Translation. "Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts." Well, first, why don't we try to answer a question? What helps us to sing? Number one, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. We're united to Christ by faith. We're told, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. The reason the word of Christ can dwell in us richly is because we're told his Holy Spirit has been given to us as a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance. Paul would say, the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It's not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In Romans chapter 8, verse 9, he says, if you're in Christ, the Holy Spirit dwells in you. With God's Holy Spirit dwelling in us, his word, his wisdom, Christ is our wisdom, our sanctification, our redemption. What helps us sing? The word of Christ dwelling in us richly. The word of Christ, the message of Jesus and what he's done. The word of truth, the gospel. The word that we, while dead in trespasses and sins, Christ died for us, that we might be reconciled to God. The word that God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that in him we might become the righteousness of God. What helps us to sing? God's word dwelling within us richly. This word should have its gracious and glorious way in each of our lives individually, but even more so in our lives together as a community, because that's what I'm learning. I'm being corrected. These verses are not particularly for us as individuals, but for us as a congregation. New Covenant Presbyterian Church, God is telling us through Paul, let the word of Christ dwell in you, y'all, richly. Or as Paul would say in Ephesians, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Letting Christ's word dwell in us richly. So what helps us sing? The word of Christ dwelling in us richly. What are we doing when we are singing together? Well, that's the next part. Number two, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. Now, this rich indwelling of Christ's word occurs as we come together, as we study God's word. There's an assumption, I think, we're studying it individually, privately. Then we come together to hear it taught, to hear it preached, to hear it expounded. We bow to its authority, the authority of God's word. And then, one of the ways that we teach and warn one another of this having this word within us is through singing. One of the ways we teach and admonish one another is through our singing. See, even if we just think about our hymns and our psalms, in some cases we're praising God. In some cases we're speaking to one another. In some cases we're speaking to ourselves, just even like the psalmist. The one that comes to my mind immediately there is, arise, my soul, arise. Shake off your guilty fear. Charles Wesley would teach us to sing to ourselves. Arise, my soul, arise. Shake off your guilty fear, just like the psalmist in Psalms 42 and 43, I believe. And so the New Testament, at this time when this was being written, they would take the stories and the teachings of Jesus, they would memorize them, they would pass them on from person to person in creative ways, sometimes setting them to music. And so music became an important part of Christian worship and education. 1 Corinthians 14:26 and Ephesians 5:19, by the way, mention it in particular, singing, besides this passage. Sinclair Ferguson said, singing is preaching set to music. Singing is preaching set to music. So one thing that we want to do to help us apply this is let's study our Bibles. And then when we're singing these hymns together on a Sunday morning or a Sunday evening or a Wednesday evening or if it's some other day, as we study our Bibles and then as we sing these songs, we'll see these lyrics begin to even take further root in our hearts, and we'll see them in new ways and we'll understand them in new ways as God will use even our singing to apply the gospel to our lives. What helps us to sing? Letting the word of Christ dwell in us richly. What are we doing when we sing together? We're teaching and admonishing one another with all wisdom. So what should we sing? Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Oh, we want to take that and say, there you go. Paul gave us we have our hymns. We have our psalms. And then we have our praise songs. That's probably not what Paul's saying. He's saying there's a variety of ways we sing. We do have hymns where folks prayerfully get their Bibles and talk to the Lord and pray and put together lyrics. And the ones that are worth keeping, we do have them in a hymnal. Or we sing them from CDs or on the radio or such. The ones we do have the Psalter, 150 psalms that were the songbook of God's people. But basically the point is we sing God's Word. That's what we sing, God's Word. It can be put to lyric. It can be creatively different aspects of the Christian life, how God's Word works in our life, the ups and downs, the Psalms give us plenty of reason to realize the Christian life is not all happy. There's down times, there's difficult times, there's dark times. We can bring all of these emotions, there's all the different emotions of life. We can bring them to the Lord in song. And so God has seen fit scripturally to give us the 150 psalms that we can sing. We have some of them put to lyric and throughout our Trinity hymnal. We also have a Trinity Psalter that we could sing, if get a copy of that and sing it as well. The basic point is the Colossians are being told by Paul, praise God with your whole being, with all that you are. Sing God's Word. Sing it to Him. Sing it to one another. Sing it to yourself. We sing God's Word, lyrics, put to music, so that we can just have one more way of putting His Word into our hearts. So what should we sing? Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Bible verse songs, praise songs, hymns and psalms. But last question, what notes shall we use? That's not a trick question. I'm not asking what notes, like the notes written in the hymnal. I'm asking about what notes, what tenor, what atmosphere, what attitude, what notes shall we use? Grace notes. With thankfulness in your hearts to God. Some translations put it with grace in your hearts to God. What notes? Grace notes. The real musical notation is written by God's pen upon our hearts, isn't it? And that's what leads us to sing. That's what gives us the joy of calling out a hymn number so we can sing it together, the one that God puts on our heart that night. Is God's grace in your heart tonight? Are you filled with gratitude in your heart to God? Is God's grace given you a reason to sing? Maybe you come tonight and you need to hear the gospel sung to you. I'm happy to say we're a singing congregation. I'm also happy to say we're a teaching congregation. And so, in a sense, I'm glad to say I'm preaching to the choir on this one, but it still needs to be said. A teaching congregation that does not sing has not yet grasped the teaching, because the teaching of the Word of Christ makes us want to sing. And so I do thank the Lord that we're a singing congregation. It's my prayer that any guests who find their way here will find us singing with joy, praising God with thanksgiving and grace in our hearts. And friends, remember this even. God made us to sing. And I believe we are organic wholes. We're whole beings. And sometimes we find that our minds, due to situations with our physical being, our minds aren't always as they once were. But even when our minds are deteriorating, God seems to let us remember hymns. Sometimes we can even continue to play instruments and sing God. So let's remember this. This is something that we take with us all the way across the finish line. And of course, we know we'll be singing together forever in heaven. God made music. God made us to sing. Let's go to Him in prayer, and then we'll take song requests. Father in heaven, we thank You that You instruct us to sing. You instruct us to sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. You instruct us. How do we do that? We do that because we have the Word of Christ dwelling within us richly. And You tell us, how can those who have been saved by the grace of God in Christ, how could they but sing grace notes? So help us sing with grace, with thankfulness in our hearts to You. We pray this in Jesus' name.